to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Barry Urquhart, Managing Director of Marketing Focus, is on the line. Hi, Barry.
Good afternoon, Justin.
You haven't tried it, have you, mate?
No, I cannot actually taste and do not tolerate the taste of Vegemite, so I'm one of those atypical Australians, I
think. Okay, all right. You've seen these things come and go. On a scale of 1 to 10 of marketing disasters, 10 being the worst, where would you put this one?
Very high, and unfortunately Vegemite, which is a product of Kraft, which is not an Australian company, they're a serial offender because it was only in recent years that Vegemite introduced Vegemite impregnated with cream cheese, and that was an unmitigated disaster as well.
Yeah.
So Vegemite, I suppose you could say, is a serial offender. In this case, the serial is an S rather than a C.
Yes, I get that. It's the, that was Cheesy Mite. Why is it? Is this thing where Vegemite look at people like you, Barry, and they say, well, there must be some way to get this guy across the line. There must be some way we can get him to eat Vegemite.
Well, it's the new generation of marketers. Let's take a product and try and make it more appealing to more people. They don't seem to recognize it's all about loyalty. It's the same sort of thing with Darryl Lee. Darryl Lee was a chocolate shop. There was a network throughout Australia. Its biggest single selling item was licorice. So some smart person in Australia said, if licorice outsells chocolate, why don't we have liquid licorice because people like aniseed? The interesting point was they put it in bottles. Before people tasted it, they looked at it and said, no, thank you. So, and then, you know, you have an established product, which is a state of mind. You don't, look, 87% of soft drinks in Australia has one taste, cola. When you go to a supermarket, to a corner store or a convenience store, you don't go and ask for a cola drink, you ask for a Coke.
Coke.
What did Coke do? They introduced Cherry Coke.
Yeah.
And hold on, this is not Coke. This is not, as they had in an advertising campaign, the real thing.
Barry, they do love to fiddle, though. They're like the Coke Zero and the Coke Diet, and those things work out. In fact, when Coke Zero came along, a lot of marketing people would have said, why the hell have you done this? Because we've already got Diet Coke. But that one's worked, so it doesn't always fail.
Well, Diet Coke was one of the most successful product launches in consumer markets. Now, that was an interesting situation because prior to that, the body was Tab. That was female, but men wouldn't be seen picking up this can
pink
situation. They introduced Diet Coke with the objective of getting 10% market share. But here is the corollary to it, Justin. When they introduced Diet Coke, they actually got 12% market share of the entire soft drink marketplace, 9.5% of which was from Coke sales. So they actually prostituted their own sales to make a very successful product of Diet Coke. So you've got to be very, very careful that you're not going to impregnate into the mind of consumers something that is appallingly bad.
I remember, and I can't remember the brand name here, and I wouldn't like to trash them, but there was an ice cream company, as in like Magnums and Drumsticks and, you know, that kind of an ice cream that you would buy, and the deal was that you bought it and was in a plainish package and you didn't know the flavour that was inside, and that was supposed to be part of the fun. And I remember thinking, good God, what a stupid concept. Who the hell's going to want to buy something they don't really know what they're getting when they can say this is chocolate, this is vanilla, this is caramel? There are some strange people that operate in the marketing world.
Well, let's have a look at this. See, we're not short of good ideas in Australia. The problem is, notwithstanding the fact that we're entrepreneurial, just reflect on the reality that in every 58 products and services conceived in Australia, 57 are failures. In a supermarket, you have 35,000 products typically on the shelves of Coles and supermarket. The attrition rate is at least 20% a year. So one in five products are going to disappear from those shelves.
Yeah.
The new product launches are successful if they last just 9 months. Now, I've just flown into Perth from doing a seminar up in the regional areas in the mining area, and it reflected on the plane back. I thought, you know, this is a very interesting subject because all of a sudden, it seems to be everyone is in high visibility clothing. There was a lipstick or a lip highlighter that was introduced in Australia only last year because they were taking in the message from Visa cards of touch and go. They introduced a lip highlighter thinking, well, everyone's wearing, you know, high visibility. Why don't we have high visibility lipsticks? And it was touch and glow, and no one wanted to put it on their lips.